Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. And let's get this show started. And today, I kind of like this subject. I never thought about it before. 10 lies about the real estate industry. Wow.
We have 10 lies that we're going to be talking about that you might be believing right now. Maybe they're things that you've heard. They're things that are, I believe, commonly thought, common myths, lies, whatever you want to call them, that all have to do with real estate somehow. And I believe that it's in your best interest to know about these things, whether you're someone, some of them are, a few of them are more career related for someone who's in the industry or thinking about getting into it. But also a lot of them are, a good majority of them are really just geared toward anyone who's wanting to buy, sell, or invest in real estate at any time, which I hope is everyone, because I think that's a good goal to have. So there's good information and tips for everyone today.
Yeah. And right now we're in a stage of life to where we really rely on what people tell us, because obviously you're going to somebody else for a reason. You don't know the real answer. You don't have the knowledge in that field. So you call around, you ask, you maybe ask a neighbor, they refer, say, yeah, give this guy a try. And so what you are being told, especially in a contract within a real estate sale, is super important. And I think valuable for a lot of our clients. And if you're just being told the wrong things, or, yeah, just sign this because it gets you somewhere else and to the next step, and not really much negotiating on your behalf, because that's the whole key. We represent our clients to be on your behalf, not for the other side. There's a reason you hired me. I didn't hire you.
There's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. I mean, you earn the realtor. Anybody can be a real estate agent, but you have to work to become a realtor.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff comes through experience, one-on-one, hands-on training, but also we're going to talk about it. Online educating and just always continuing our real estate knowledge to benefit you, our client. And that's what's really important to us. And that's what keeps us on air, because we have bills to pay. We have homes. We have people to feed. And that's a part of being a business owner. And that's what makes right now in life a really fun thing to be a part of, especially here in Salem in the Mid-Willamette Valley. And that's to help our clients, help people get to where they need to be and share that knowledge and not spread the lies. I've heard a lot of lies, and that's partly why Mariah and I, we were brainstorming, what do we talk about this week? And honestly, there's a lot of information and knowledge that we've sat down face-to-face with clients, and they think that, you know, they're just stuck. They got three more months in a contract, and they can't do anything. They can't. And I said, no, that's a lot. You can terminate at any time. Do not get these roles reversed. Okay. You are in control of the contract. You can delete this thing. You can get it off. You can terminate at any time. And that's one myth. And that's not even on today's show though. I just spread it a lot. I just
there
shared
number
some
11.
Knowledge there. Number 11, the first
number
lie.
11.
If you're in a contract you don't want to be in, let's get rid of it. Okay. Get rid of it right now. Mariah, let's start.
That is a good lie. Yeah, you can terminate a contract at any time, and a lot of agents won't tell you that when they go in to list your property. Right? They'll say you have to sign for this amount of time, but you legally can terminate at any time. So
The problem is other agents can't be working with you at the same time you're working with somebody else. That is where the ethical standard gets kind of manipulated, and we just can't talk at that point. We got to wait until you're out of contract.
Yeah. All right, so this first one is that it is probably in your best interest to pay your mortgage off quickly.
This is a fun one, though.
I think that's a lie.
It is a lie. Why?
If you reduce your mortgage payment or simply pay interest only, secure the line of credit, and invest the savings into a compounding interest account, your savings will be much higher than the value of your original mortgage.
the way I interpret this is, remember our last week's show, how we can use other people's money and pay off your own mortgage? Why use your own funds? Why use your own money? And usually towards your mortgage, you can put like 200 more bucks towards your mortgage and get rid of your principal and interest over, you know, you could cut it in half, turn that 30-year into a 15-year. Mm-hmm. And honestly, a lot of people don't tell you this. You can re-amortize your loan yearly if you have extra funds with the bank. But that's besides the point. I don't want to be using my extra $200 a month towards my mortgage when I could possibly be investing that over, you know, that's $2,400 a year. You could be investing that into another piece of property, land, dirt, business, something else that's going to create you wealth. If we look back in real estate and how much our markets have increased, which there's a really fun article I read over the weekend with the banks. They're expecting we're expecting to keep going up in the real estate market with sales prices, 8 to 16%, even 8%, though that is incredible. But besides the point, you can invest that money into something else, and over that period of time, let that market appreciation create you wealth.
That's really good.
And that's why I have always been the type of guy to where, you know, I don't look to pay off my mortgage in a shorter amount of time, because I like spending that money elsewhere.
I have a I had a client a couple years back who is a successful investor, and he told me something that kind of, well, somewhat relates to this in this like way of thinking that I thought was really good. And what he said was that I could go to the bank and, well, whatever, get a loan for $1 million, and I can take that $1 million and spread it out and use it in different ways to multiply it, and you basically use that money that you're getting a loan for to make money and to gain cash flow. But I'm never going to be able to just save $1 million. And so if that makes sense, as far as like the whole like debt, no debt to like versus using debt to make more money and have cash flow, like I feel like it's a whole a debate and can be a little controversial, but that's just like my thinking on it. But I know there's a lot of like opinions out there on it, and just depends on what's best for your situation too and your goals. But
complete opinion based question.
But that is what,
if you're going to borrow $1 million, have a plan with it anyway.
Absolutely. Okay. Number two is that you can be a new agent and work by referral only. That's one of those like industry related myths. And
that would be so fun
if you could. I don't think that's true. I think that's very unrealistic to think, unless you're like a rare circumstance where you're like with a small brokerage that's giving you leads, you're under someone that's giving them to you, but that's not even working referral only. That's a different situation entirely. So,
and here's a myth I'm going to break down for every new agent. Okay, say you just got through school, you just got licensed, you got your brand new cell phone, you just brought your brand new laptop, and now you're licensed under who knows whose real estate company. Is your phone going to be ringing off the hook just because somehow you got your license a week later, earlier?
Only for whatever in your reason. Dreams. Maybe in the middle of the night while you're sleeping.
And that's a real misconception people have to break down and understand. In the outside world, the outside view thinks, okay, you're with Berkshire Hathaway. And you're making sales. How are you getting these sales? Some people just think your brokerage gives you these sales.
Yeah.
They think that so-and-so called the office and the office gave you that so-and-so because you work in that office. That's a misconception. The office doesn't give us any lead or sale, sometimes on a floor call, but that's very rare and random. And if you're relying on that point of business, you're just not going to go anywhere.
You won't be able to sustain a living.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember.
At first.
And we are full-time agents. There's some people that do this that's part-time, making a couple thousand bucks extra a year. And remember, the average agent sells, what, 4 to 8?
It's an insanely low number. No, it's not even 12. It's like, I can't remember what it is, but it's an insanely low number. Like, definitely not enough to make a living off
of. And so 20% of the agents, just remember this, 20% of the agents do 80% of the business.
Yeah.
And so if you're part of that 20%, you're making more than 12 sales a year, which if you're making more than 12 sales, that's a decent amount to make a living at some point.
I like it.
All right, let's take a quick break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Brian Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about the 10 lies about the real estate industry.
This next lie you're going to love, Spencer. That is, I can sell your home for a higher price than anyone.
If you're wanting to sit longer sometimes or have more price reductions, but once again, I've been proven wrong on this method, but it took 4 or 5 months to prove me wrong. You never know is what I'm trying to say in today's market. But for the most part, what we are seeing, and I'm talking the standard deal, what we're seeing is if you're overpriced and you're just not competitive with your surrounding area, you're overlooked because there are such few homes out there for someone to choose from. They're going to go with that one that's $5,000, $10,000 lower because of how high the sales prices are right now, even if there is maybe a little bit more work to do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I always say you're better to most likely be competitively priced, maybe even undervalued to receive multiple offers right now than to be $20,000, $30,000 over, even if you have that simple little add-on maybe that's better than the other home, because you're going to get more eyes. You're going to get more attention for that home to sell. And right now we're at that all-time high with buyers. There's so many buyers out there, they don't want to miss out on an opportunity. And our goal is to get them in your home to seize an opportunity. But if they're overlooking your home because you're too overpriced, then you could be missing out.
Right. I know it might seem like it's the best option or it's what will get you and net you the most amount of money at the end of the day to just start as high as you can. But that's couldn't be further from the truth. I know if I that's certainly a lie that I know if I wasn't someone who was in the industry seeing how this works, you know, constantly and having it seen how this works so many times, I would probably for sure believe that lie too and think that's the best way to get the most is just start as high as you can. But it's really going to hurt you.
As a seller, you always want
really
more money, though.
It.
And that's what kind of makes it hard, though. Because
you don't want to, I mean, no one wants to sell themselves short. You want to get the most amount. And that's our job. That's our goal, too, for you. So, but that's
but
not
you might
the
be
way
missing out on the people that are looking for you because you priced your house too high and they're not even looking at your house.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So the next lie is, your travel costs will be reimbursed. And that lie was talking about real estate agents here. So for another like industry related one, but that's a lot.
So for clients we're working with, what she means by that is we're working with a buyer, right? And we're traveling to town to town and we got showings and obviously we have gas costs. We have a car we're using. We have resources to get us where we need to be. We're not paid at all under a brokerage to be doing this as a service to you to find you the home. You're not paying us as a buyer. We're paid through the selling commission. And once the home closes, once we negotiate and get you to the closing table with our offer, then we can finally get paid a commission on that. But the resources that it takes to get you to the closing table that we're spending out of pocket personally, it's not reimbursed or anything. It's coming out of our own personal pockets, our own money. And so that's a great misconception, though. But that's also an educational tool we could use to the audience and let them know kind of how our industry works.
You do have a tax incentive, though. You can write mileage off.
Right, we can write it off.
Those expenses off as for taxes.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
But that's about it.
That's about it. And in the real estate industry, you'd be surprised on how many write-off deductions you can actually have. There's not much for realtors, unfortunately.
Right. This next one is that this next lie is that there is a certain time of year where it is best to buy real estate. And I think the reason that this is still kind of people still think this is because I do think it was more this way back in the day, but I think things have changed because nowadays everything is done online. Like literally, I think if you look at the statistic, it's like 90 something percent of all home shopping is done online. Like people are not driving around looking at signs. They're not looking at flyers. Like they're not using those other methods. It's all online. And because of that, it really is done pretty much year round. And I know we have definitely had our best months as far as sales volumes go when right, you know, at Christmas time when it's the quote unquote slowest. So I don't think that there is a good time or bad time to sell. I really, really don't believe that. I know we've seen buyers get into great homes they love all year round, and we've helped sellers net a great amount of their money and walk a great amount of money from their home and walk away super happy all year round. So I think that is just a thing of the past.
Yeah. Markets definitely change.
Yes, the world has changed. Okay, the next lie is that it's all about price.
It's all about price.
I disagree. And this is talking about when you're writing an offer. Negotiating mainly on the price of the property will limit your opportunity. If you can offer more favorable terms to the other property, then the price will become secondary. I just had an instance a few weeks back where I called the listing agent. We were about to write an offer. There was another offer on the property, and I called the listing agent to find out, like, what's important to the sellers? What do they want as far as a closing date? Do they want a quick close? Do they want a long close? And we found out some really important things that we wouldn't have otherwise known. And these were like deal breakers for the offers based off of, you know, what the other one's for, like needing a couple weeks after closing to get out of the house. And so, yes, price is always going to be like generally the most important thing at the end of the day. But if there's two very close offers, they're going to take the one with the best terms for sure. So, yeah, I think we gotta look at other things. Price is not the only thing when it comes to an offer.
Right. And that can be frustrating, though, for a lot of buyers is, what can I do? I'm doing $20,000-$30,000 sometimes over ask price. What else is there to do? And you can just get really discouraged. And that's part of like finding, I wouldn't say it's like the agent's fault, because we're in one of the most competitive housing markets we've ever seen. I mean, seriously, like the whole battle is to get you under contract. Okay. Once you're under contract, cool. Now we can start negotiating nice tools, resources to get you some type of money back, but also just make sure you're happy with your investment. That's what's really important. And so if you're in that rut, though, as a buyer, and you're just like, man, I keep offering this and I keep offering that, and it's usually only about price, you might want to tweak just a little bit to your contract and do some type of earnest money. Do something with the inspection period. Do something with...
There's a lot of things you can do.
Yeah, just let that seller be in the home a little longer. Who knows? With free living.
Yes. But you got to kind of look to your real estate agent to give you some guidance on that, right?
Right. Yeah, These are a lot of them are things that the general public isn't going to know about. And by the way, I just have to throw in there while we're talking about this, because I think this is super important for everyone to know. We did a show a while back where we talked all about different ways, just what we're talking about now, but we went super in depth on it and talked about all the different things you can do to help get your offer accepted besides just raising the price. So if you're listening on the radio, go to our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, and look for that episode where we talk about, I think it's called like how to get your offer accepted, something like that. But that should be helpful.
All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we've got more on the 10 lies about the real estate industry.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And we have still a few more tips on the lies about the real estate industry.
Our next lie that is commonly believed about real estate is that every agent in a brokerage is the same. I remember, like, back when I did more cold calling, I would get this a lot. I would call someone who was selling their house on their own, and they would tell me, I had my house listed previously with someone in your brokerage, and so I'm done with your brokerage because it was a bad experience. And they think that, like, because I'm with that brokerage, they're going to have that same experience. But obviously, we're all independent contractors, and we're all our own business, and people maybe don't understand that.
I could see a little bit of where they're coming from, though, a little bit. So
I could see that, too. Yeah. But, like, what do you have to say? Anything to say on that?
Well, that is the question, though. Why? What makes you different than somebody else in your brokerage? And a lot of that comes through personality, who you are, what you do, what type of business, how do you structure your mm-hmm. life? And ultimately, where's your motive here? Our motive, I could tell you, is to put money in your pocket, do what we say we're going to do, and get the job done to get you from point A to point B. And then the brokerage is just the icing on the cake. There's a reason yeah. why we're at Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah.
Even though we are a 6% company, we have so many resources, and the reason we have that is because of money.
Yeah.
What Warren Buffett, I mean, he backs up Berkshire Hathaway. We have the money to outsource your home better than any other brokerage around. That's going to get more eyes and attention to your home. There's a reason why we specialize in listing homes. Listing homes. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why our office sells more homes. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why. It's because of the audience and attention we're able to provide for you as a seller, which ultimately, don't let the commissions fear you. We make you more money deleting that commission. There's a reason, and that's all part of a consultation and letting you know what we can do for you. And so that's why it just doesn't hurt to call and say, Spence, what's my home worth? What can you do for me?
Yeah.
And you can call me at 503-507-3666.
I think I've heard that number before.
Yeah, it's great number. So there is a difference.
There is a difference.
The person backing you in the contract that you're working with.
You're working with a completely different person, completely different business. But the next lie is actually that all real estate brokerages are the same, and you kind of covered that. Different. They'll do different things for you, different amounts of exposure. And another thing is they provide different amounts of training for their agents. Mm. And that's one thing I love about our company is that they provide so much training, and a lot of brokerages really do not give that at all. We're in an industry where we're way oversaturated with people, but not enough training. And so a lot of them are just really don't know what they're doing because they haven't had that proper training. And so that's one reason why all brokerages aren't the same.
And when we talk about those experiences, though, like with another agent in that same office, and that's why they're not going to go with you, that training aspect is so important. And usually Berkshire Hathaway, we're known for full-on professionalism at all times, and we get the job done, and there's really no, I mean, of course, everybody, there's some bad fruit somewhere, but for the most part, I remember how aggressive our training was, and this was happening even when I was in real estate school. I was coming into the office, and we would have morning meetings, and we would learn how to do everything even before I became an agent, which I thought was fabulous. It was unbelievable.
They were investing in you.
They invest in you. Yep. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to speed through these too. The next one is calling signs is the best way to find a property. And the way that I see it is if you were to get a lawyer, you don't want the same lawyer representing you that's representing someone else. You want your own legal representation. And as an agent, we are, of course, keys to get into the houses, and we facilitate the transactions. But more than that, I believe like our number one job is to be a local resource and give you advice. And that's what, you know, have knowledge and expertise to tell you. And two, is legal representation. That is our job. That's what we are. We are your legal representation. And so you want your own. You don't want to call the agent on the sign. You want your own legal representation. And then lastly, is that your education as an agent, this is industry related, stops when you get your license. And for a lot of people, it does, unfortunately, but it definitely should not.
And think about it. We saturate our lives with real estate. This is what we enjoy to do.
Yes.
So this is where we spend our time and invest money into educating ourselves so we can pour it back out into our clients.
All right. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Brian Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Brian Spence. You can contact Brian Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.